see my lovely, wonderful face this morning. I'm a little bit younger, a little bit more lively. No, I don't know about that. No, Pastor Brian is has taken the week. It's spring break, as you know, for our county schools, and so he and his family have taken a week away just to relax and rest and get rekindled for this summer. So just continue to pray for them as they are traveling, as well as Pastor Todd. He went down to Florida to be with some family as well. So remember both of them as they travel. So you get to see me this week. That's great, huh? Yeah. All right. Pastor Brian asked me a couple months ago, because he knew he was going to be gone this week, a couple months ago, to ask me to preach. And he first asked me on Sunday night. I said, yeah, I'd love to. And then Pastor Todd said he was going to be gone the weekend. And Todd said, now, I don't want to overwhelm you, but you may have two services. And I'm like, that's fine. And so he had asked to leave for the weekend. So I got both services tonight, today and tonight. So please join us for tonight at service as well. But as I began to study and think, I started thinking about our lives. And I started thinking about our ministry as well. And not ministry here at the church, but I'm speaking about our own ministry and our own lives and how we can impact others. See, many times we come to church, and myself included, all we think about is checking the boxes. All we think about is sitting on the pew or singing in the choir or shaking somebody's hand and loving on somebody on Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Wednesday night. But you see, ministry is more than just 3 or 4 hours a week. And so this morning, I want to look at just a few things that will help our growth in Christ in our ministry. And if you have your Bibles this morning, let's turn to Colossians chapter 4. My wife said that y'all are going to be able to eat chicken a whole lot faster because I'm a short-winded preacher. So everybody who wants to go to Bojangles, we'll be out of here before the Methodists get out. So we'll be all good. We'll see what God has for us this morning. In Colossians chapter number 4. And it says in verse 2, it says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. With all praying also for us that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as though I ought to speak. Verse 5 says, walk in wisdom towards them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye may be known how ye ought to answer every man. All my state to Tiberius declare unto you, who is a beloved brethren, a faithful minister, and a fellow servant in the Lord, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that he might know your estate and comfort your hearts. With one, a faithful and beloved brethren, I'm sorry, I'm terrible with names, who is one of you, they shall make known unto you all things which are done here. Artichus, my fellow prisoner, salutes you, and Marcus, sister of Barabbas, touching whom you receive commandments, if he come unto you, receive him. And Jesus, which is called Justice, whom are of the circumcision, these only are my fellow workers unto the kingdom of God, which have been a comfort unto me. And we'll stop right there. God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for just
a time to set aside to learn of you. God, I pray that we challenge ourselves to grow in you each and every moment. God, I pray that you help me, first and foremost, to be the person that you'll have me to be. And Lord, I pray that you'll speak through me, hide me behind your cross, fill me up with your Holy Spirit, God. I pray that you'll allow us to hear from you this morning. God, we thank you and we praise you for another day. In Jesus' name, amen. So we see here in the last 17 verses of Colossians, we see three things that, and I didn't read all of them, but we're going to look at them all this morning. But we see three things that are essential to our ministry as a person in our lives that I think can be successful in our lives today. Number one is prayer. The majority of what Paul was talking here was about prayer. And we see that in verses 2 and 3. He begins his letter about prayer and how that we should pray. He gives us specifics about it. We should be a faithful prayer. We should pray every day, not just over our food, not just over the good things, not just over the situations that are easy, but also over situations that are hard. You know, sometimes we get in life and we everything is going well and we stop praying, we stop asking God for things, and we stop leaning on God, and that's when things tend to fall apart, am I right? When we're not looking unto God and we're not asking him for help. Because then we're trying to take it on ourselves, and we're trying to do it ourselves. We're trying to take everything and complete it onto ourselves. But God is saying, no, I don't want you to do that. No, I don't want you to be to take this situation and do your own thing. He says, ask me. And another part of the Bible and another verse, it says, asking, you shall receive. Now, that doesn't mean that's going to be the answer that we get. I'll be the first one to tell you, there's many times in my life where I've asked God for something, and God's given me the wrong answer. And you think, whoa, Brother Tanner, that's crazy. You shouldn't say that. I'm human. I'll be honest with you, there's been times when I was a teenager, I asked for money. Now, if you haven't ever asked God for money, you're lying right now, because we've all asked for money from God. And it might not be the amount that you wanted, but it might be the amount that you needed. And I remember as a teenager, I forget what it was shoes. I love shoes in high school, and don't ask me why. I sound like a teenage girl when I say that, but I wanted these shoes. I was really big into Michael Jordan. I'm a big Michael Jordan fan, and if you know, he's got his own brand and his own shoes. I loved his shoes, but growing up, my mom didn't have the money just to give me money to do whatever, and so I go to my mom, you know. And my mom says, get a job. Do your work, you know, get your own money, you know, kind of thing. Like, no, mom, I don't want that answer. What else can I do? She says, you know, ask God for it. And I thought that was funny when I was a teenager, because you don't really think about those things. But I got to reading. And I got to reading God's word, and God said that. And so I said, okay, God, I'm going to ask you for this. And sure enough, 2 weeks later, I got a check in the mail. I don't even know who it is from this to this day. But it was just enough to pay for those shoes. And I know that's silly. I know that's crazy. But last year, I threw those shoes out because Sarah made me throw them out. They were worn and ragged. They looked like they had been through the grist mind or something. You know, it was terrible. But they, you know, I know that's silly and crazy, but God wants us to talk to him. How do we grow in our ministry? How do we become a closer to him? Or, yeah, if we don't talk to him, it's like husbands and wife. If you don't talk to each other, how do you become closer to each other? And you may say, well, I can see him or her. I can talk to him or her. You can see God in everything. Look at the trees. Look at your house. Look at your family. God has given you everything, and he's right there. See, God wants us to talk to him because he wants to know what we want, what we need, what's going on. God just doesn't want us to say, thank you for this food, amen. Thank you for whatever, amen. He wants us to get on our knees or to sit in our car or to be standing at work by ourselves for 5-10 minutes or whatever a day, just talking to him, just praising him for what he's done. So to be a faithful prayer was the first thing. The second thing was to be a watchful prayer. Now, watchful doesn't mean to watch in this context. It means to be vigilant, to be wide awake, to be prepared for something. Somebody comes up to you and say, hey, will you pray for me? And I've done this a lot of times. Yeah, I'll pray for you. But we're busy. We're humans. We forget. And the best thing that I've learned, and I'm very, very young, is to pray for them right then and there. Because you see, praying with each other, we are carrying each other's loads and burdens. And he tells us that to carry, to help each other, to lift each other up. And so if we're not being watchful and we're not being helpful and we're not being vigilant about prayer, then our ministry becomes slack. Because then we're getting away from where God is, and we're, again, trying to do our own thing. We're not sticking to what God wants us to be. Also, to be a thankful prayer. Now, this is very hard sometimes. Your kids are making you pull your hair out. Your car is sitting at the shop and it costs $1,500 to get fixed. I've been there. Was there last month. It was not good. You know, everything is going wrong, it seems like. It's tax season. You owe the IRS $15,000 or something. Crazy. Everything is going wrong and you have no idea what to do. And it's hard to thank God for just being there. It's hard to thank God for the situations he's got you in. But you know, there's a reason for everything. We don't just need to thank God because everything is going good and we're able to eat steaks every night. And as y'all can tell, I'm eating very well a lot. So, but God also wants us to be thankful through the hard times. And in life, hard times are going to outweigh the easy times. And you say, Brother Tanner, you're young. You don't even have no idea what you're talking about yet. You don't have a kid. You don't have anything. No, I don't. I'll be honest with you. I don't have any of that. But if the little hard situations that I've gone through so far are difficult, then I think it's very important to stick to God with those little things as what we call big things in life. I think it's going to be very, very important to stick to God during those hard times. You say, Brother Tanner, you have no idea. I have two kids going to college. And I have to pay for them. College is not cheap. And I have to pay everything else for them. How am I supposed to be thankful when I don't have enough money? Well, in human life, we need money. To be honest, we do. I'm not gonna go around it. We have to have money to live. Stick to God. I promise you, if you just stick to God, lean on Him. Proverbs says, lean not on your own understanding. Trust in His ways. Trust in Him. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to what I say. Don't listen to what Brother Brian says or Brother Danny Orr or Danny Childers or Donnie Ballou or whomever. Listen to God. Also have a purpose of prayer. A lot of times we just get down and we just pray just to pray to check that box off. I think our ministry has to have a purpose. And I think we have to pray for that purpose. And always, always continue prayer with that purpose being in mind. God wants us to be doing His work and to be about His business, but He wants us to have zoned in purposes. He don't want us to dabble into everything. He don't want us to be a busybody. He don't want us to burn ourselves out and to hurt ourselves and to get discouraged. He wants us to focus on what He has called us to do. And sometimes in life, you know what? We scatter ourselves so thin. I tell you, I've done it. There's been times where I've been doing this in church and doing that in church and getting and not having any time to come home and just relax. And God wants us to have that time of relax. He wants us to have a ministry, but have a purposeful ministry. So He wants us to pray about that purpose. He wants us to continue to make sure our purpose is the right thing, not so that somebody can see us painting the walls or making sure the parking lot is perfect. He don't want us to be out here to be seen. He wants us to be in the background with Him giving the spotlight. That's what it's all about. Giving Him glory and giving Him honor. So we see here that prayer is very important. But also proclaiming His word. You see, it's easy here in church to talk about God. Am I right? It's easy here in church to read the Word of God, to speak with somebody about God. But it's hard when we leave those doors. Now you say, no, it's not. And you can come down to my office and we can look at it on Monday morning. It's hard. It's hard to talk to some people. And in this day and time, you got to be very careful. I was reading a couple weeks ago where they put another pastor overseas in jail for teaching on the street. Just because he named the name of Jesus. That's all he did. And they put him in jail for it. You know, used to, and I don't remember this, but used to people say that there were people down there at the square preaching every Sunday afternoon. And multiple preachers, not just one, not just two, but multiple preachers preaching down there and people telling about God. And in Silva, I remember them doing that in Silva out a few years ago. But people are stopping it. The government is stopping that because they don't want you to say the name of Jesus. They don't want you to offend anybody. They want you to be, it's okay. You can do this, you can do that. Sorry. We got to go by what the Word of God says. And we got to stick by what the Word of God says. We got to do it in a loving manner, but we have to stick to what God says in His Word. And the last thing, I think one of the most important things that we as individuals need to do, partnering with others. I think one of the most important things in our lives is to have somebody to go to. And it doesn't have to be your spouse. It doesn't have to be a family member. I think it's really important to have somebody to go and talk to about problems in your life. You say, whoa, wait a second. I don't want to talk to anybody about my problems. And I'm not talking about going in detail. I'm talking about what we talked about first. About praying, having somebody to go pray with. Having somebody to goof off with. Having somebody to love on you when you feel like nobody else is loves you. There are days where you feel like nobody wants you around. I'm there. Sometimes. And you feel like that nobody wants you to talk to you about your problems or talk to you about what's going on in life, your decisions or whatever. I feel like it's very important for us to have somebody to go to and say, hey, I'm having this problem. Can you help me? The Bible says that in one part of the Bible, it says that older men should teach the younger men how to live in the way of God. And that the older women are to teach the younger women how to live. I know that's paraphrased, but that's what it's essentially saying. To love God, to love your spouse, to love others, to enjoy each other. I can't do my ministry without you guys. And I'm not talking about money. I'm not talking about the gifts. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm talking about being happy in God and loving what God has given me. I know I'm not the best speaker. I know I'm not the most gifted singer. Or sometimes I mess up in Amana and Awana as well. But I need help sometimes. And I'm thankful that that everybody comes and says, keep going. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep trusting God. Because I need that just as much as anybody else needs it. So, how is your ministry? And I'm not speaking about the church. In a moment, we're going to have an invitation and a time of reflection. I want you to think about how effective are you right now? Are you influencing somebody the right way? Let me tell you, we are all influencing somebody. You don't even know it. How is your influence? Is it good? Is it bad? Or is it exactly what God wants? Let's all stand and bow our eyes, or close our eyes. This morning, I just want to challenge you, as you're praying, sitting there praying, I want you to think about your ministry and how it's going and how you're influencing others. So as they sing, if you want to come to this altar, the altar's open, and come down here and pray. Or if you just want to stand there in your seats and pray, you may. May look this way. Glad you were able to be here this morning. And reminder, service tonight at 6 p.m. So if